So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
I know you've all heard about monkeypox and you're like, oh, I'm not going to get it. Oh, vaccine, schmaxines, whatever. Well, guess what? We have a young adult in New York City right now who has polio. It's the first case of polio in the United States in a long, long time. And we'll tell you more about that story. It's just breaking and it's kind of interesting because they said they believe that this, I want to say young adult. Of course, they use a stock picture of a kid, so you don't really know. They believe that it might have been that this person caught it from somebody who had been vaccinated in another country, because in other countries, they still use live vaccine. But I don't know. There's too many questions. We'll look into that. In Chicago, it's all about monkeypox. And Kara Eastman is with us. She's from Test Positive Aware Network. That's a Chicago clinic. And Kara, you had people lining up wanting to get the monkeypox vaccine this week, and you had to turn them away, right?
We did. We were given 100 doses of the vaccine, and we had well more than 100 people show up.
There are people who are publicly saying, you know, those who have served at high levels of government saying we've missed the boat, that we missed the opportunity to put a stop to it in the U.S. What's your gut instinct?
that's a tough one. I mean, I think, you know, I'm really proud of the response that Chicago is having. I think there's great things that are happening. We were proud to partner with Rush and UIC to be able to offer this for free in our community. But yeah, it seems like we didn't learn enough from COVID, which is still going on. And we should have a lot more doses available. We need to be tracking people, giving people a vaccination card, which is not happening. There's just some things that make you scratch your head and say, didn't we learn?
And so I think there was some hesitancy. I had read some articles early on when, you know, they were just starting to whisper the word monkeypox and we were all like, what kind of name? What is that? But there was concern about identifying it as being at a greater risk for men who have sex with other men. And they didn't want other people to think like, oh, we can't get it. That's not our issue, because we've gone down that road before. And we know that not to be true. Do you think that they held back a little bit? And is that the client that you're serving right now?
The majority of people who are coming to TPAN to get vaccinated are men who have sex with men. However, we know from experience that is likely just the beginning. And so this is something that, you know, I don't think people should be freaking out about, but we should definitely be concerned and people should be careful. And if people are interested in getting vaccinated, they should be able to.
Because there are many men who have sex with men who then have sex with women too. And then it just, you know, yeah, we know we've been down this road. Now, Pritzker's team says that they've directed 4,600 doses of the vaccine to Chicago from the statewide allocation, and that Illinois has the third highest number of reported monkeypox cases. Are you getting calls every day from people who want the vaccine or who are concerned that they might have it?
We are. So that's why we're doing a clinic here at TPAN with Rush and UIC every Monday for the foreseeable future. From 2 to 5:30, we're here and people can come. It is first come, first serve. And we're just trying to do our best. We're a space for this. And we're a trusted entity in the community. And we want people to be able to come here and feel safe and secure and be able to get the vaccine that they deserve.
So TPAN is a nonprofit organization, right? And you serve people living with or vulnerable to HIV.
That's right. And we have been around for 35 years.
I was just going to ask. So you've seen it all. And yeah, yep. And monkeypox is the latest thing that you've got to manage. So when do you anticipate? Because they said 86% of cases in Illinois are in Chicago. So this is happening for you in your community. And lo and behold, it hits us right on the cusp of what we thought was the end of COVID. And now we're on to something else. And yet COVID's back and that's raging again, too. So I don't envy the job that you have in front of you. But what is the hope that you can offer people in the audience who are concerned about it or are looking for a vaccine?
Well, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. So you can go on our website, which is tpan.com, or, you know, just find reputable sources of information. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter and Facebook right now that's just wrong. And so I think that that's a little bit concerning. You know, what we're told is that getting monkeypox is very painful. And so we don't want anybody to get it. So again, if people are interested in being vaccinated, please come by on Monday. You know, we had people lined up at 10 a.m. on Monday, waited 4 or 5 hours to get their vaccination. They were amazing about it. So I think that's something to be proud of, is just the people being proactive about this.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just right now looking to provide the right amount of the right information and make sure people feel safe and secure in getting this vaccine.
And you wait for more doses of the vaccine to be delivered to you, right?
We sure hope so. So we will take as many as we can get. I was just talking to Joshua Gutierrez, who runs the clinic here, and he said, I'm willing to stay nights if I have to make sure our community is safe.
That's wonderful. TPAN.com. Are you .com or .org?
.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks for joining us. Keep us up to date.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.